Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. What a lovely day it is. Start your day with the dictionary. This is a podcast. You can listen to it with your ears. You can also watch it with your eyes and also listen to it with your ears on YouTube. This is all on YouTube. You can see what's going on. I'm recording this on February 1st, 7:06 a.m. February. Happy February. How did we already get to February? I feel like every single year, we get to the end of January and we're like, January just flew by. It's the beginning of the year. It shouldn't go so fast. It's the same, literally the same thing every year. Let's talk about these words. Today, we have the first word, which is erroneous. E-R-R-O-N-E-O-U-S, erroneous. This is an adjective from the 15th century. Number one, containing or characterized by error. Error. The synonym is mistaken. Oh, I'm sorry, you are mistaken about that. There was an error. You're wrong. There's an example, a couple examples. Let's see, erroneous assumptions. When we assume things, we would really, really, really like to think that we are right, but sometimes we are wrong about our assumptions. So those would be erroneous assumptions because there is an error in our formula of how we got to that assumption. Also is in, gave an erroneous impression. So what is this, like an erroneous impression? When we first meet, we give each other a first impression, but for some reason, maybe just how I'm feeling, how I'm acting, what I say, it gives you the impression that's wrong about me. Is that the kind of erroneous impression that we're talking about here? I'm not sure about that, but... yes, characterized by error. Anything that has an error, it'd be erroneous. And we're, of course, going to talk about error in the next word. Number two, this is archaic, and the synonym is wandering. I guess that one seems less archaic to me than other archaic definitions I've seen. Erroneous, you're just walking. You have no specific end to your journey. You're taking a journey. You're going on an adventure, but you're going to go that way, and then you're going to go that way, and you're like, hey, let's just be erroneous. I'm going to wander around. Not all who are erroneous are lost. Erroneously is an adverb, and erroneousness is a noun. Sometimes we like to have a lot of erroneousness, especially when it comes to just wandering around, saying, hey, what's up? Let's just hang out. Let's go over there. Woo, woo, woo. This word is from the Latin, the Latin erroneus. It's similar but different, from eron or ero, which means wanderer. Also from the verb errare, but it doesn't say what that means, so I wonder if that's maybe to wander, possibly. Let's look it up real quick. Latin verb errare. What is this? To make a mistake. So it's interesting that it went from wandering to making a mistake, making an error. So what does that mean? Like, oh, You're wandering around, and you're like, oh, that was a mistake. I'm gonna go wander this way. Or what's the connection there? How did it go from wandering around to making a mistake, making an error? It's just one of those things. I don't know. I'm sure if we thought more about it, if I had more time to really sit and think about it, I could probably come up with something better. But I don't have time for that. We don't have time for that. We gotta move on to the next word, and the sound effect today is going to be. Because this word is error. Error. E-R-R-O-R. Noun from the 13th century. Many definitions and synonym information. Number 1A. an act or condition of ignorant or imprudent deviation from a code or behavior. An act or condition of ignorant or imprudent deviation from a code of behavior. We have this code of behavior that society says that we are supposed to do, that we're supposed to behave by. But if you go different than that, if you would like to wander away from that, stray from that, do something that's imprudent, nobody wants to be imprudent, or ignorant, you do a thing, that would be an error. Oh, I'm sorry, that does not compute. I cannot compute with that error to polite society. 1B, an act involving an unintentional deviation from truth or accuracy, as in, made an error in adding up the bill. Oh, we've all done that. I'm sorry, I did the bad math, so I did an error. But the unintentional, I think, is the key part there. Because if it was intentional, then it wouldn't be an error. It would be just nasty. I don't know. Involving an unintentional deviation from truth or accuracy. Truth, yeah. So if you're like, oh, I did something false, I did something fake, that was inaccurate. But it was my mistake. I screwed up accidentally. I do errors all the time. I error constantly. 1C is an act that through ignorance, deficiency, or accident departs from or fails to achieve what should be done, as in an error in judgment. And then we actually have a couple of sub-definitions from this one. An act that through ignorance, so if you just don't know something, you're ignorant, you just don't know it, deficiency, like I don't have all the assets to do the thing, I can't do the thing, I'm deficient, or accident, oop, I fell over, that was an accident, departs from or fails to achieve what should be done. Maybe this is like in baseball, there's errors, people made an error, oh, I tripped and fell, so I made an error, I didn't pick up the ball when I should have, it was such an easy catch and I missed it. Okay, let's talk about the sub-definitions. 1C1, a defensive misplay other, here's baseball, a defensive misplay other than a wild pitch or passed ball made by a baseball player when normal play would have resulted in an out or prevented an advance by a base runner. This is a long, complicated definition for that. Defensive. So this is defensive, meaning this would be the team on the field, right? Yes. A defensive misplay. You messed up your play. Other than a wild pitch. So a wild pitch doesn't count as an error, I guess, when you throw it in a bad place. Other than a wild pitch or passed ball. Made by a baseball player when normal play would have resulted in an out. So if you didn't mess up and everything went normal like it's supposed to, then they would have gotten that person out. Or it would have prevented an advance by a base runner. So if you were stopping somebody from getting to the next base, you wouldn't have got them out. That would have been a normal play. But in the air, this person got on the next base. Okay, that's an error. Now we have 1C2. This is the failure of a player, as in tennis, to make a successful return of a ball during play. So isn't that like every time a point is scored? This seems like this happens all the time. An error seems like it should be something that's sometimes, but not all the time. But this is making it sound like literally at the end of every play, somebody messes up. And that would be an error. The failure of a player to make a successful return. Oh, I missed it. It was too far. It was too far. Oh, I guess the other option would be, I guess if the other person hits it out of bounds, then that wouldn't be an error because the other person isn't going to hit it back. Maybe. 1D. A mistake in the proceedings of a court of record. A mistake in the proceedings of a court of record in matters of law or of fact. In the legal world, they make errors. You don't want them to make errors, but they make errors just like everybody. 2A, the quality or state of erring, as in the map is in error. The quality or state of erring. The map is in error? So did somebody just make a mistake when they were making their map? That map maker made a mistake. Is that this one? The quality or state of erring? I'm erring. Well, 2B, this is Christian Science. This is in the world of the Christian scientists. Illusion about the nature of reality that is the cause of human suffering. Also, the contradiction of truth. Ooh, this went down a rabbit hole that I was not expecting. They say, the Christian scientists say, that an error is the illusion about the nature of reality, and that is the cause of human suffering. What do they say that the nature of reality is? The contradiction of truth is an error. Whoa, okay. Okay, 2C, this is an instance of false belief. An instance of false belief. So if you believe something falsely, if you believe something that is false, if you have a fake belief, I don't really know the context of this one. Number 3, something produced by mistake, as in a typographical error. Hopefully, the dictionary does not have any of these errors, but it's very possible because there's lots of words here, so it's very possible. I may have actually come across one. I can't remember. Something produced by mistake, especially a postage stamp, exhibiting a consistent flaw in its manufacture. And the flaw could be, an example could be the wrong color. And of course, there is that famous example of the upside down plain stamp thing that's supposedly worth a lot. So that would be a big error. Coins sometimes have errors when they're stamping the coins. The things can get out of register, and so there's like a double something or whatever. That's an error. Sometimes in books, if a page was folded over or a few pages were folded over, it got cut. I've seen some of those errors. What other sort of production errors can we think of? I don't know. I was laminating something for work yesterday, which I'd never done before, and this wasn't my fault, but it came out. You can see the wrinkles up there. That was an error. I gotta fix that. Okay, number 4A. The difference between an observed or calculated value and a true value. Specifically, variation in measurements, calculations, or observations of a quantity due to mistakes or to uncontrollable factors. Yeah, this all seems about math stuff. Don't know the exact context, but, you know, errors in math, those happen all the time. 4B, the amount of deviation from a standard or specification. The amount of deviation from a standard or specification. So if you're like you're building a thing, and you maybe an architect is making a house, and you've got the specifics, oh, this has to be this length and this angle and all that, and so then if they don't make it correctly, if they cut it too short or whatever, then there's an amount of error. Oh, well, that was 2 feet error. There's 2 feet of error there. That's big error. You don't want that. You want to be accurate and consistent when you're building something. Number 5, a deficiency or imperfection in structure or function, as in an error of metabolism. An error of metabolism. That is the deficiency or imperfection. I don't really understand how that is related to metabolism exactly. Just yesterday, I listened to the Ologies episode about metabolism, and I guess it does that. Are we saying that if you have a slow metabolism, if it's deficient in some way, it's not perfect, it's an imperfect metabolism, that there's an error in that metabolism? Not entirely sure how that works. Errorless, that is an adjective. We, of course, would love it if we could all be errorless and never make mistakes, but we are human, and so we are going to screw things up all the time, because that's just how it goes. We can't be errorless. We are not perfect. Let's see. This word, it's just from the Latin error, from errare, which I had to look up. Is just make a mistake. Make a mistake. Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I think I've already made some errors in this episode, and I'll probably make more errors in this episode. Sometimes, if I'm talking too fast, especially then, the brain is thinking one thing, but the mouth can't do that so good so fast. So it comes out messed up. Let's talk about the synonym information for error. We have error, mistake, blunder, slip, and lapse mean a departure from what is true, right, or proper. That seems like a very subjective way to say it, but I guess maybe there's not a better way to say it. Error. I don't know why I want to say it that way. Error. Error suggests the existence of a standard or guide and a strain from the right course through failure to make effective use of this. So there is a standard thing. There is a guide. There's a right way. I got to put that in air quotes. A right way to do this thing. And then if you err from that, you are straying from the correct course to get to that thing or that correct guide. As in procedural errors. So there's a proper procedure to follow to get to the end goal, whatever that is. Maybe this is the legal procedures or whatever. You got to follow the procedures. But if you make a mistake and you stray from that procedural path, then you have made an error. Mistake implies misconception or inadvertence and usually expresses less criticism than error. As in, dialed the wrong number by mistake. My finger slipped. When Homer was trying to call that helpline, his fat fingers, I mean, this is what he said, his fat fingers dialed the wrong number. In fact, I think that the automated voice on the other end, said, you have fat fingers, you need a phone stick thing. So it's like, oops, I didn't mean to, that was a mistake, I was inadvertent in my mistake, and I will now have less judgment put upon me because I made a mistake. It was an accidental mistake opposed to an error. You're going to get a lot of judgment for that, I guess. Blunder regularly imputes stupidity or ignorance as a cause and connotes some degree of blame. Well, if you are ignorant, then why would you get blamed for that if you just didn't know? As in, diplomatic blunders. It's interesting. Stupidity or ignorance. Stupid, I mean, that word obviously has a lot of connotations behind it, a lot of judgment behind it. And can we come up with a better word? Like, it's like you just don't know things. If you just don't know things, like, okay, I guess there's a difference between not knowing things and being ignorant, but then not having the capacity to know something. But maybe there's a better word than stupid? Stupidity? I don't know. But diplomatic blunders, I feel like there's not stupid people doing diplomatic things. Maybe ignorance, I guess. There's ignorance everywhere. A blunder. It's a good word, though. Slip stresses inadvertence or accident and applies especially to trivial but embarrassing mistakes, as in a slip of the tongue. Oops, I said the wrong thing. I slipped up. Please don't judge me. It was an accident. I made a slip. And maybe I literally slipped on a banana peel. So that would also be a slip. And a mistake and an error and a blunder. Lapse stresses forgetfulness, weakness, or inattention as a cause, as in a lapse in judgment. I don't think I have lapses in judgment, but I do have lapses because of forgetfulness, memory, like, oh, I forgot a thing or whatever. What was it? I was doing a payment thing on an app recently, and I feel like I had one of these words. I don't know which one it is. I made an error, I did a mistake, a blunder, a slip, a lapse, and I just clicked on the wrong thing, and my brain thought it was right, thought it would work, but it didn't work, and I was like, oh, I gotta go click on this other thing, and yeah, that was a lapse in, not judgment, I don't know. Okay, well, that was a big ol' section for the word error. And now we have to go, error bar, two words, noun from 1968, the estimated uncertainty in experimental data or data. So when you are doing an experiment, you estimate that there is some uncertainty, some wibbly wobbliness in your data or your data. And so that's the error bar. It's probably like plus or minus this. We think that this is going to go here, but, you know, plus or minus, it could go on either side of that area. So that's the error bar. You are accounting for possible uncertainness. Uncertainty-ness? Next is ersatz or ersatz. Still emphasizing the first syllable, ersatz. Or you can emphasize the second syllable, ersatz. Or just ersatz. E-R-S-A-T-Z. Adjective from the 1875. This is being a usually artificial and inferior substitute or imitation, as in ersatz turf, or ersatz intellectuals. It's not as good as the real thing. This turf is not as good as the real thing. It's fake turf. It is artificial. That's fake. It is inferior. It's not as good. When the football players, soccer or football, they get onto that turf and they're like, I just don't like the feel of this on my cleats. So I can't do this. I don't like this ersatz turf. That's probably the word they used also. Ersatz intellectuals. So what is that? People who would like to think that they are intellectuals. Maybe they are stupid and have ignorance. Those are just fake intellectuals. They're not really intellectuals. They would like to say that they're intellectuals. They want to be in the intellectual world, but they are ersatz intellectuals. I would not call myself an intellectual, so I don't think I'm an ersatz intellectual. I'm not trying to be an intellectual, but I would like to learn things. You know, I think we all would like to learn more stuff. Ersatz is also a noun, and this is from German, with a capital E, and it's a noun. It's a noun substitute. Is that what it's saying? It just means substitute. It's a substitute for something. I don't know why it's capitalized. Let's look that up. What is capital E? Ersatz. It's a substitute for a thing, and it has eventually then become meaning not as good. Not as good as the real thing. Let's type in German. That'll help, right? Yeah, just means substitute. That's what it is. Okay. There is no ersatz for this podcast. There's no, I don't know where I was going with that one. I made an error. Eh. Next is Erse. Just Erse. Capital E-R-S-E. Noun from the 15th century. Number one. The synonym is Scottish Gaelic. So I guess that the name of that language would be just Erse. And number two, the synonym is Irish Gaelic. So both of the Gaelics, Scottish and Irish, I don't know if there's other Gaelics, but definitely those two, both of them can be called Erse for some reason. Why? You're making this complicated. Erse is also an adjective. And let's see, it's from Middle English. And then it says Scottish in parentheses. Their word is Irish. And it's also Irish, alternative of Irish. So Irish, Irish, Erse. So the Irish one makes a lot more sense, but it's also Scottish and it's Gaelic, but it's not Irish or Scottish. It's Gaelic, but it's Scottish Gaelic and Irish Gaelic. And so it's Erse. That's an interesting one. If you know more about this, feel free to email me, message me. All that information is in the show notes. Call the Google Voice number, 917-727-5757. Long distance phone call things might apply. You can also text it. That's an interesting one. Okay. Next is Erst, E-R-S-T, adverb. From the 12th century. This is archaic, and the synonym is erstwhile, which, you know, we're gonna talk about that in a second. The etymology for this one is from Middle English, erst, which means earliest or formerly. So just whatever was before now is erst. Also from the Old English, erst, which means... Oh, that's the superlative of air, A-E-R, which means early, and there's more at the word air, E-R-E, which means before. So yeah, it's all about just before now. So what's erstwhile or erstwhile? Erstwhile, first form. This is an adverb from 1569, and it means in the past. The synonym is formerly. So before it was this, and now it is this. It was erstwhile that, and now it's not. As in the example, I love a good example. Cultures erstwhile unknown to each other. And that is a quote from Robert Plank, or Plonk? Probably Plank. Cultures erstwhile unknown to each other. So they know each other now. These cultures... Maybe they lived right next door and they didn't know each other, but now they do. But they didn't before. Erstwhile they didn't, but now they do. I hope they are good to each other. Second form of erstwhile. I don't know why it says erstwhile, and I want to say erstwhile. Why is that? Can you tell me why that is? Erstwhile is an adjective from 1903. The synonyms are former and previous, as in erstwhile enemies. Formerly, they used to be enemies. These cultures didn't know each other. They were erstwhile unknown to each other, and then they knew each other, and they became enemies. So they were erstwhile enemies because now they're not enemies anymore. Previously, they were enemies. Previously, on this episode... I'm trying to think of an example of a TV show. Previously on, well, what did we just watch? We just finished Succession. Erstwhile, that's what they should say. Erstwhile on Succession. And then they go through Echo. That was another, I just was watching that. So they give you, at the beginning of a lot of shows, they give you previously on. And I think they need to say erstwhile on. I don't know if that's the right context. But yeah, adverb, so that would work. Next is ERT, all caps, abbreviation for estrogen replacement therapy. Estrogen replacement therapy. Why might somebody need estrogen replacement therapy? Well, pretty soon, I am actually going to have a guest on for the estrogen episode, so maybe they can talk a little bit more about that. It's going to be a little bit from now, not too long, a little bit. Lots of reasons, I'm sure. Let's look it up real quick. Let's just give the people what they want. Here we go. Hormone replacement therapy, also known as menopausal hormone therapy or postmenopausal hormone therapy, is a form of hormone therapy used to treat symptoms associated with female menopause. So that would be probably one of the big ones, the big reasons why somebody might go through estrogen replacement therapy or also known as hormone therapy. But I'm pretty sure that there's some other ones too. But yeah, that seems like the biggest one. Okay. One more word. That's the air sound effect. This is erucic. How do you say this word? Erucic. Erucic acid. I think that's how you say it. It must be, right? Erucic. E-R-U-C-I-C. And then the word acid. Erucic acid. Noun from 1869. This is a crystalline fatty acid, C22H42O2, found in the form of glycerides, especially in rapeseed oil. And I can't give you much more than that, other than the etymology, which says this is from the new Latin word eruca, E-R-U-C-A, with a capital E, which is the genus of herbs. Or some people like to say herbs. And it is from the Latin, which I guess is the same word, eruca. And that means colewort. C-O-L-E-W-O-R-T. So I'm gonna assume that that's a kind of herb. And rapeseed is probably also an herb. I've heard of it. I don't know much about it. And then you can get oil from it. And this thing, this erucic acid, is in there. Crystalline fatty acid. What do you do with it? How do you use it? I don't know. Okay, let's reread the words and pick a word of the episode. We had today erroneous, error bar, ersatz, erstwhile, ert, and erucic acid. Well, I was fascinated to learn about ers, which is either Scottish Gaelic or Irish Gaelic, either one is fine. And how do you use that in context? I don't know. Let's see, ersatz, I like this word. I've heard of it before. I wouldn't have probably been able to tell you what it meant if you just said, hey, Spencer, what does ersatz mean? And I would have said, I don't remember because I'm making an error. But that is a good word. Do I want to pick that as the word of the episode or just error or erroneous? Ersatz is just something that's just not as good as the real thing. It's a substitute, but it's not great. I don't have any ersatz things here, I don't think. Let's pick one of these words. Spencer, it doesn't matter which one you pick. You just have to pick one because that is the rule that you have made for yourself. I do like to say erroneous, though. That is a fun word to say. Going on a trip, I'm wandering from place to place. I'm being erroneous today. Yeah. All right, what should we do? Let's tell you about another movie I watched. It would be the brand new 2024 Mean Girls. We watched this for my niece's birthday. It was our immediate family, and then she was able to bring a friend, and it's a very, very fun movie. We rewatched the original one recently, never saw the stage production of it, but I guess there was a musical stage production, and then this is based off of that. So I assume it's the same songs. I don't know if they changed anything or added anything from that, but yeah, super fun. It's the same story with some little tweaks, and yep, it's just great. Fun times. Please don't be a mean girl. Why would you be a mean girl? Don't be a mean girl. Don't be a mean boy. Don't be a mean a human. Just don't be a mean human. Please and thank you. That's all I want. Okay, this is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for consuming my content. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information with many errors, probably. Goodbye.